the fuse of a thousand car bombs. What Cotton is telling these about to be Americans is that they are God's new chosen people. This they like to hear. In fact, they have been telling themselves just that. The Old Testament Israelites are to the Puritans what the blues was to the Rolling Stones, a source of inspiration, a renewable resource of riffs. What Cotton is telling them is that, like the Old Testament Jews, they are men of destiny. And, like the Old Testament Jews, God has given them a new home, a promised land. And, like the Old Testament Jews, God has printed eviction notices for them to tack up on the homes of the nothing special, just folks who are squatting there. It's fine, according to Cotton, to move into
a country not altogether void of inhabitants.
If said country is really big. After all, he continues,
Abraham and Isaac, when they sojourned amongst the Philistines, they did not buy that land to feed their cattle, because, they said, there's room enough.
This is God's plantation, remember? Cotton says,
if God be the gardener, who shall pluck up what he sets down?
Hear that, Indians? No weeding of the white people allowed, unless they're Catholic. Or one of those Satan-worshipping Virginians.